I'm Kai Rizdahl from Marketplace. Let's do the numbers. Dow Industrials, starting the week, adding 618 points, nearly 2%, 31,880. The NASDAQ up 180 points, 1.5%, 11,535. The S&P 500 up 72 points, 1.8%, 39.73. Andy Euler was talking about how limited oil refining capacity is driving prices at the pump. Cost of diesel fuel has been rising, along with regular gasoline, of course. Diesel, key to keeping trucks and trains and barges going to carry a lot of the stuff that we consume in this economy. Anyway, the U.S. Energy Information Administration says that this month the average retail price of diesel fuel was $5.61 a gallon. That is a $2 a gallon increase from January. The latest company to leave Russia over the war in Ukraine, Starbucks. The coffee maker announced today the closure of its 130 stores in Russia, ending a 15-year presence in that country. No big buzz in equities for Starbucks, basically flat. McDonald's, which announced last week it was selling its business in Russia, slathered on 1.7%. As we continue to watch where consumers are in this economy, consumers, of course, all important. Citi downgraded a couple of fashion chains and retailers. Gap dressed down more than 5%. Kohl's unzipped more than 2%. Bonds down. Yield on the 10-year T-note, 2.86%. You're listening to Marketplace.